Do you ever talk down to yourself about not having enough faith? Are you someone who doubts God will answer your prayers? Do you think the Bible condemns people who doubt? I am passionate about encouraging people struggling with doubts because God has been so kind to me in the midst of my doubts. God recently took me to a rarely quoted Bible verse that helped me deal with some of the fallout of my doubts, namely, condemnation. People of faith don't like it when people of faith have doubts. But the verse that God showed me, that rarely quoted verse, went a long way in shutting down the condemning voices. It's in the book of Jude, which is only one chapter, and the New International Version puts the verse that God showed me into one short sentence. Be merciful to those who doubt. As I was meditating on that, it's Jude 22, I heard the Lord say, that means you, Shauna. Be merciful to yourself when you doubt. My heart skipped a beat as I realized that much of the condemnation coming at me was coming from me. Anybody? In response to God's gentle correction, I promised him, I will be merciful to myself when I doubt. My friend, if you struggle with doubt, this message is for you. Jude 22 instructs us to be merciful to those who doubt, which includes showing mercy to ourselves. Today, we're going to look at that verse in context, and we'll learn what to do when condemned for your doubts, the role of prayer in overcoming doubt, and how to remain in God's love in spite of doubt. My hope is that by the end of this message, you'll remember to quote Jude 22 to yourself when voices accuse you of having too little faith. Welcome to Believe and Speak. I'm Shauna Marie Bryant, and I'm honored to look at the scriptures with you. Each week, I read just a few verses, and then I give you a declaration drawn from those verses. When we believe lies about God or about what God thinks of us, we can get discouraged and feel condemned. But when we believe and speak the truth from scriptures, we can silence the lies that condemn us. The reason I ask you to say the declarations out loud is because I want to empower your tongue with truth. I know that there's power in what we say. Declaring truth helps us drown out those lies that work so hard to condemn us. Today's truth is hiding in Jude verses 20 through 22, and I'll read it for you now from the New International Version. But you, dear friends, by building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life. Be merciful to those who doubt. The exact words in Jude 22, together with God telling me to be merciful with myself, is what inspired our declaration. I will be merciful to myself when I doubt. Now, even if you're not sure you can do what you say in this case, would you please say that with me now? Again, there is power in what we say. I will be merciful to myself when I doubt. Jude 20 and 21 give us three action steps that position us to obey Jude 22 and be merciful. These steps will carry us away from condemnation. And the first step is to build yourself up. Wouldn't you agree that tearing yourself down for too little faith does not align with the command in Jude 20 to build yourself up in your most holy faith? I love looking at different translations and then comparing them to the original language, which in the New Testament is Greek. The NIV says to build yourselves up, but the New Living Translation puts Jude 20 this way, but you, dear friends, must build each other up in your most holy faith. The original language demonstrates that either or both could be true, building yourself up and building each other up. I tell you what, It breaks my heart when believers tear each other down. And based on this scripture, it breaks the heart of God too. We can be hard enough on ourselves. We certainly don't need our brothers and sisters in Christ piling on. When you're accused of not having enough faith, before you reflect on the accusation, remember the admonition in Jude 22, be merciful with those who doubt. Remind yourself that you have enough faith to put your trust in Jesus. Remind yourself that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Remind yourself that even the apostles wrestled with doubt, and refuse to tear yourself down. Instead, build yourself up in your most holy faith. Shut down condemning voices, whether they're coming from you or anyone else, by remembering that mercy triumphs over judgment. Jude gives us a second action step to take, especially in those times when we're filled with doubt. We need to take the time to pray in the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, if you don't know how to pray in the power of the Holy Spirit, then let the words of Paul in his letter to the Romans encourage you. In Romans 8, 26 and 27, it says, "The Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And He who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God." I am so thankful to know that the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. One of the ways that He helps us is through that intercessory prayer. And I don't know about you, but that knowledge amazes me. God not only wants me to do His will, but He prays for me so that I can. Yet another reminder that prayer isn't just about asking God for things. It's about drawing near to Him, spending time with Him, resting in His presence. God will work within your heart and your mind to strengthen your faith when you're weak, but you must give Him the opportunity by setting aside time to pray in the power of the Holy Spirit. Even if that means wordlessly crying out to God, He will draw near to you, and His presence alone is enough to help you overcome doubt. Now, before I share the last action step, I want to let you know about a resource that's going to help you with all three of the action steps that I'm talking about today. I never really had a chance to get out in person and teach the material in my book that released during COVID. Again, everything was shut down, but I recorded several teaching videos to accompany the chapters in my book. And I'm going to share the YouTube link with you so you can watch my teaching sessions and find out how to pick up a copy of the book to follow along. I would love to hear from you if you decide to start the journey through Psalm 139 with me. So please leave me a comment and I will be sure to pray for you. All right, let's get back to the life-giving truth that I long for us to believe and speak from Jude 22. I will be merciful to myself when I doubt. Please say that with me. I will be merciful to myself when I doubt. The final action step that Jude gives about how to silence those condemning voices that accuse you and me of having not enough faith and too many doubts is to keep yourself in God's love. The thing about God's love is that it pursues us. The Bible gives us lots of illustrations of this kind of unconditional love, from the father's delight when the prodigal returns home, to the shepherd who leaves the 99 sheep that are safe in the fold to go looking for the one who is lost. If you tell God that you don't want to have anything to do with Him, He's not going to force Himself on you. But if you fall into a sea of doubt, confusion, pain, fear, you name it, God will not withhold His love from you. Here's some more encouragement for you from the book of Romans. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. You know what that means? I don't think it's a stretch to say that Romans 8, 38, and 39 might as well include this. For I am convinced that neither unwavering assurance nor confusing doubts will be able to separate us from the love of God. God loves you enough to pursue you when you wander and lift you up when you fall. Remain open to God. Don't shut him out. Meditate on scripture and pray. And in this way, you will keep yourself in God's love. When you start to realize just how loving and merciful our God is it any wonder that he wants us to be loving and merciful too? Don't tear yourself down, my friend, or anyone else for that matter. Instead, be merciful to yourself and others. File away today's declaration so that you can believe and speak it whenever you feel badly about the doubts running through your mind. Will you speak it? One more time, aloud with me now. I will be merciful to myself when I doubt. I am taking those words to heart, and I hope you are too. Let me pray for you right now. Dear Heavenly Father, I am so thankful that you pursue us, that your love is unconditional and unwavering, and that your mercies, God, are new every morning. Lord, help us to be as merciful. Lord, with ourselves, as you are with us, help us to be merciful to others. Lord God, and help us to remember that you don't judge us when we have doubts. You teach us through them. You use the testing of our faith to develop perseverance and character and hope. And so God, help us to thank you when we enter into those seasons of doubt, because in them, Father, we can grow closer to you and see you for who you really are. Lord, I pray that you would shut the voices that would condemn us, whether they're from ourselves or from those around us, Lord, because your word makes it clear that you want us to show mercy to those who doubt, not judgment. Mercy triumphs over judgment with you every time. I'm so thankful for that, God. And so I pray that anyone listening who has been battling with whether or not you love them because they sometimes doubt you, or whether or not you hear their prayers, God, that you would come in the same way that you did for me and just quietly whisper into their heart that you see them and that you love them. And Lord, that just like that time when Peter was drawn out of the water after stepping out of the boat and then falling and sinking in fear, looked into Jesus' eyes as he said, "Why did you doubt me?" It wasn't a reprimand. It was a simple, honest question. "Peter, why did you doubt?" "I am so worthy," you are saying to us. "I am so worthy of your trust." But when we do doubt, Father, you show us mercy and kindness and love, just like you did for Peter that day when you helped him back into the boat. And so, God, I pray that any of us who feel like we're sinking right now would feel your embrace as you lift us up out of the waters, like that sheep that wandered off and you picked up that sheep and carried him back to the fold on your shoulders, Lord, that we would sense your love and your mercy even now. And God, strengthen us, build us up in our most holy faith as we turn to you, as we pray by the power of the Holy Spirit, and Lord God, as we remain in your love, because you have made it possible for us to do that through your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And it's in his name we pray. Amen. I want to thank you for joining me today. And would you take just one additional step and click or tap the like button? It helps me so much. Also, when you subscribe and turn on those notifications. And not only that, your engagement is really encouraging to me. I was delighted to receive a comment from a woman who let me know that she picked up a copy of my book and plans to go through my Bible study on Psalm 139. So if you'd like to do that too, you can access the playlist by clicking the thumbnail that you're going to see on your right, and consider sharing that link with a friend who could go through the Bible study with you, because your tongue has power. Use it for good.